Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
There's two reasons you come to the wake-up call. One is the giggles, and two, fashion advice. Not so much from me. I've worn the same kind of clothes since high school, and Katie shops at Target. But there is one person that is on the cutting edge of high fashion, and it is the Wake Up Call's fashion correspondent, Kevin, from the Wake Up Call. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey.
Thank you for being here. We know it was a long track.
And you are about to make a bold fashion choice, and you think that other people should follow in your footsteps, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The floor is yours, my friend.
So insides, they're turning up the AC all the way up, so it's freezing in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing back some gloves that you could wear to keep your little hands warm while you work, and you'll look like a fashion icon.
So your fashion decision is you're going to bring back gloves.
Not
bring
just
them
any
back
gloves.
From where?
Where were they?
Nobody wears Winter? Gloves. No, nobody wears gloves indoors anymore.
Okay.
Indoors.
Yeah.
Nobody really wears gloves out here, period.
Because it's hot outside.
It doesn't really get cold enough ever to wear gloves out here.
But inside, when we blast up the AC, it's freezing. Like, your fingers are icicles.
Okay, so this is a utility, but also for fashion.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go. We'll go back to this. Keep going. What kind of gloves are
leather
we looking?
Leather gloves, because that helps insulate your hands for warmness, but look sleek and professional for the workplace.
I see.
Yeah.
Which is so funny, because the rest of them look so sleek and professional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You usually wear a dirty McDonald's sweatshirt.
Ew.
Yeah, it is ew.
But pair with a leather glove.
Okay, now it's fashion.
Actually,
okay.
A dirty McDonald's sweatshirt paired with black leather gloves make me think you're about to strangle somebody.
Yeah, oh. Or a B&E.
No. Right.
What's a B? No.
Okay, so I'm not against this, but I do think it's going to hinder your performance.
Hinder? Why? They have the ones where you have the little digits on your fingers.
And they have that. Okay, because I was thinking, if he wears gloves, he can't do anything touchscreen. But do they have that on leather gloves?
I can make it.
I don't think you can.
Right.
Yes, you can. There is such thing as touchscreen safe leather gloves.
If you wear gloves in the winter, indoors, it's going to look like there's something wrong with your hands and you don't want people to see them.
That is true.
You know what's wrong? They're freezing because of the AC up here.
Well, but if you wear gloves indoors any time of year, it's more likely like, oh, they're probably a burn victim or something like that. Or maybe that one of their arms is prosthetic.
Yeah,
that's the other
one. You don't want people to know.
If I don't see some finger wiggling, I'm going to think like that's not a real arm.
I'll finger my wiggles.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Also, look, opera gloves where they go all the way up to your arm.
Now this.
Yes, please. Opera gloves.
I do feel like this is just another symptom in your undiagnosed diabetes, that your hands are so cold, because I mean you're wearing long pants.
Yeah,
you're wearing a fleece.
That dirty McDonald's sweatshirt.
It's not dirty. I just washed it.
You've got a blanket on you.
Okay,
and still your hands are
you cold? Have a blanket too and a sweater,
and I'm done.
Oh, well,
I
have enough iron in my body. It's not the diabetes,
right? This is fashion.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm on board with this, especially opera gloves that go all the way to your elbow. Now,
Past your elbow. Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Like,
yes.
Bridgerton.
Yes. You guys are getting it, yes!
Someone suggested on text that you wear blow dry gloves.
What are blow dry gloves?
So that you can blow your hair dryer, like use a curling wand and you don't burn your hands.
Those are not cute. We're going for fashion.
I forgot.
Ugh. Oh my, who suggested that? Ew. No.
Do they look like oven mitts? Is
they
that
what... look like furry paws.
Okay, no, we don't want that. Well,
they look like a loofah glove.
Yeah,
we are
literally.
Going for fashion.
Yeah.
And listen, Kevin, I support you, okay? I do kind of agree with Katie that you might want to get your diabetes checked because you're...
My diabetes been checked.
Okay, but listen, besides that, though, opera gloves, past the elbow.
Yeah, we're into that.
Better not see both of you wear gloves and say, ooh, look, I started this.
Ew.
Don't worry.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We're talking to Fiona. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. And you went on a first date with a guy named Edward. Let's first talk about how you and Edward met.
So we met online and we went to dinner. Thought we had a great first date. But I never heard from him since.
Okay, and I understand that you are actually pissed about this.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you even interested in a second date with him? Or is this more about finding out why he ghosted you and kind of confronting him?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So can you think of anything that might have happened on the date that would make him not want a second date with you?
No, I can't honestly think of anything because I thought we had a great conversation. I thought it was flowing. So it's like, what was off?
Well, I'm sure that this will really help the situation. We have Edward on hold. We're going to talk to him first. You'll be able to hear our conversation, but not be part of it. And then we'll conference you guys together. We'll see if we can, at the very least, work this out and you can get some closure because it sounds like that's what you're looking for. All right, Fiona, you're now on hold. Let's talk to Edward. Edward, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, good morning. It's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the second date update. So we just got done talking to Fiona. You went on a first date with her. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, great. She sounds like a delight, and she wants to know why you just disappeared on her when she thought you guys had a very successful first date.
She was obsessed with that K-pop band BTS, and it was really weird. She kept like talking about them, like it's like you couldn't tell about anything else. She was like 12. I'm like, I don't know, am I on a date with a grown woman or a 12-year-old?
I can kind of understand that. Let's talk to Fiona again. Fiona, are you there?
What's wrong with being a fan of something? Like, that's the same thing as being a sports fan. Like, what's wrong with having a passion for something?
I mean, that's actually not a bad point. We are perfectly fine with dudes wearing shirts of their favorite sports teams and talking about it and listening to podcasts and, like, knowing all the stats and the highlights and everything.
That's a decent counterpunch. I'm not even going to dispute that. Edward, how do you respond to that?
But I'm not going to talk about sports and my favorite sports team on the first date.
So she brought it up on the she brought BTS up on the first date.
No, guys, I didn't because he brought it up when my phone rang and he heard it. So he obviously knows the song.
Yeah, I did, but you would not stop talking about it.
Well, but she didn't bring it up though.
Like, a fan.
Yeah. I can't believe that I'm kind of leaning toward Fiona on this one.
I can't believe you are either.
Sports analogy is so dead on. Like, why is that an acceptable thing to be fanatical about? But if you want to be into a boy band from Korea, you can't be.
I will say, though, there is something to be said for reading the room. And if you've gone on and on about the same subject, really any subject for too long, even if it's like your own kids, people are going to be like, okay. All right.
Again, what's the difference between that and being a sports fan? Like, you talk
read
about
the
sports
room. That, variety. It's a first date.
God, right. This is as close to, using a sports analogy, this is as close to an unexpected knockout that I've ever heard before.
Right.
Like, Fiona, you bring up the sports analogy is so dead on. Like, Katie's right. Like, read the room. Don't talk about anything for too long. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. That's in the eye of the beholder. But your love of BTS to the point of, you know, whatever, ringtones or whatever you have, apparel, it doesn't matter, because sports guys do the same thing. And if Edward showed up wearing a Niners jersey,
Everybody would even think twice about that. Not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, not even if they wore a cap. It was on their screensaver. They were watching all the games. Like, none of that would be brought up.
None of that would be brought up. That's, God,
you're absolutely right.
Man, this is a total victory for you.
Thank you.
All right. But clearly, though, not a match.
No.
Just not a match.
I can tell by just their energy, they're not a match.
Right. And Edward, as far as I know, it says he's still there, but I haven't heard him say anything in a while. Fine. Are you still there, Edward?
I'm here.
Okay, well, you can go. All right, so it's the second date update on the wake-up call, and Fiona, you just struck a blow for all boy band fans everywhere.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues, and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
That's right. This is the theme song to Wheel of Fortune. You probably didn't know that because you haven't watched Wheel of Fortune since your grandma died.
Correct.
But the Wheel of Fortune world is getting dramatic.
What?
You're going to love this. If you love tea, this is delicious tea. So as everybody knows, the host of Wheel of Fortune for over 40 years, Pat Sajak, he has retired.
Yeah.
Okay, may he sleep with the fishes.
No, he's still alive.
And filling in now is Ryan Seacrest, because Ryan Seacrest is taking everyone's job.
Yes.
Okay? Vanna White, who is, I don't know what you'd call her.
I don't know what you'd call her either. The co-host?
I guess, yeah, the co-host of Wheel of Fortune, who has also been there for over 40 years, has a contract, is thinking about leaving the show early, breaking her contract because she's not getting along with Ryan Seacrest. This is according to a new report, okay? Vanna White's considering leaving the Wheel of Fortune before the end of her 2-year contract extension due to challenges adjusting to the new host, Ryan Seacrest. Vanna White, who worked alongside Pat Sajak for over 40 years, is said to be finding it difficult to establish a rapport with Ryan Seacrest. Quote from an insider, she just doesn't vibe with Ryan like she did with Pat. I'm going to stop there. She never vibed with Pat.
I've only ever seen Wheel of Fortune out of the corner of my eye, because I've never intentionally tried to watch it. It's only gotten into my system because it happened to be on.
But it is part of the American culture.
It is.
Our entire lives. Right. We don't know a world without the Wheel of Fortune.
No, we don't.
But there, I want to read the rest of that quote from an insider.
Okay.
She just doesn't vibe with Ryan like she did with Pat. The rest of that line is, and no one ever really expected her to.
Okay. Okay.
So tell me that that's not the writing on the wall for Vanna White.
Now, hold on. You're taking that as there's something wrong with Vanna White. But imagine somebody said, you weren't as good at co-hosting the show with this paper box as I expected you to be. Because Ryan Seacrest is a cardboard box.
I agree with that. He is AI. He is living AI. He's not a real person. That being said, though, Vanna, be professional. You can't talk to another person.
Well, they're not saying she can't talk. Gavin, imagine if they took me away from you.
Okay.
And you don't have this. And we've only worked together for 15 years. Imagine 40 years together. And then they bring in a cardboard cutout.
I'd make it work because I'm a professional.
Would you be happy?
This has nothing to do with about whether or not Vanna White's happy. NBC doesn't care if Vanna White is happy.
They don't know that she has an emotion.
I've done it twice. You've gone on maternity leave for weeks at a time. They've had somebody else in there and I've made it work.
This isn't, you knew that there was something at the other end of that rainbow and it was me.
Well, that's
okay.
That's true.
Now imagine that you never get to see this smiling face ever again.
Agreed. But Vanna White has the best job in the world.
She does.
You can't even create a job better than that.
That's true.
I don't even know what the prerequisites were for her getting it outside
of... We've talked about this before. Do you have arms?
Do you have arms? Do you know the alphabet? If something lights up, can you tell? And that's basically it.
I don't think she even needs to know the alphabet.
Right. Well, that's also true.
Right.
It just has to light up.
Yeah.
Touch it. Touch it, Vanna. Touch it. And then she just goes, no.
I'm just not feeling it today.
When Ryan says, yes, there's three eyes, it just doesn't make me want to touch it.
Is Wheel of Fortune a daily double?
No, that's Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
You're getting them all mixed
up. Well, that's another one I've only accidentally watched.
I'm just saying, Vanna White, maybe come to terms with the fact, I know you've made so much money doing practically nothing, but remember, just 2 more years of your contract, and then you can ride off into the sunset with Pat. And then the two of you can garden or whatever you do, look at letters, whatever you want, okay? Don't end your contract early. It makes you look so bad.
I don't think it makes her look bad. I think it makes her look like she misses her buddy. That's not funny.
It's not funny. I'm not laughing.
Don't.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So.
Yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, everybody, just this is a warning for this story. It's really scary.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you laugh now.
You know what? I'll stop.
Just wait.
Okay.
Yesterday, I'm driving, and it was before it got super hot, and I had my windows down. Okay. I like driving with
the windows down.
Driver. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay? And I pull up to a red light, and just as the red light turns green and you start accelerating, I'm still somewhere in the, I'm under 20 miles an hour, but okay. I'm over 10. Okay. So I'm going fast enough that if I got into an accident, it would bang up a car.
Yeah.
And something flew into my car. What's the worst thing you can think of to fly into a car?
A bird.
Well, that would actually, birds are smarter.
Yeah.
But birds, if you're in the driving in the daytime and a bat gets in your car, barrel roll out of the car, because it is either a rabid bat or a vampire. You need to get out of that situation.
A bee.
A bee is the most common answer I've been getting. Or possibly a mosquito. Oh, sometimes you get a mosquito. An effing dragonfly.
What?
Okay.
They're terrifying.
Yeah.
And they're fast.
And some are big.
This one was gigantic, okay? It was like a possum got into my car. As soon as I'm driving from a stopped position. I'm going somewhere around 15 miles an hour, and all of a sudden a dragonfly flew into my car. Now, remember, dragonflies also have such big wings that when they fly, that you can hear them flapping their disgusting wings. So it comes in, and it came in through the back window. But I immediately knew what it was.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because I hear...
Right.
And I go... And I turned, and when I turned, I jerked the wheel a little bit, and that made me panic and put my hand back on the wheel to keep it going. And then the dragonfly starts freaking out in the back of the car, and it was angrily hitting against the windshield, and I had the thought.
The back windshield.
Yes.
Okay.
It is just a matter of time before this thing comes for me. It's going to know that I'm in control.
Smell your fear.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then it did. It flew forward, and then it was almost like a helicopter does, stopped in midair, and it was like it turned and looked at me. Now, did I imagine that? We'll never know.
We'll never know.
But it looked like it was ready to kamikaze right into my mouth or something like that.
God, I always fear that it's going to go in my mouth.
And I, in this moment where I know I have to be in control of this vehicle.
Right.
But I also have to do something.
There's a flying dinosaur coming at you.
And pre-dinosaur. Okay. They predate dinosaurs.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, the scariest thing that ever was in my car while I was driving was a frog jumped on my leg. I'm on the freeway in the fast lane on 80.
Oof.
Feel something whoop right onto my bare thigh.
Right.
And then I pulled over into the center of 80. Okay, didn't even take the time to make my way over to the shoulder.
No, I
was right by that cement median.
Yeah.
Okay, and I got out and I looked at the car to make sure there were no other frogs. Fortunately, there were not. What is scarier, a frog on your bare thigh or a huge dragonfly?
Definitely a dragonfly.
A huge dragonfly. That's a no-brainer.
Okay.
A frog's not going to hurt you.
A dragonfly's not going to hurt you.
First of all, we're not even talking about the emotional damage a dragonfly can do. Okay. Physically, what do dragonflies eat?
Nobody knows.
You have no idea. Exactly. Nobody knows. Entomologists don't even know. They haven't studied it yet.
So I'm thinking in my head. You?
Yes. I'm like, what does it eat? Eyeballs? I have no idea.
Okay, I will say I think that the dragonfly would be skinnier because you know what would absolutely not happen?
Huh.
That frog would not be able
you mean
to get
scarier.
To my face.
Scarier or skin? You said skinnier.
Oh, sorry. Scarier.
Yeah.
It would be scarier would be the dragonfly because the dragonfly can fly towards my face and make me like shut my eyes while I'm driving. The frog did jump from my leg up onto the dashboard. So it was bebopping around that car.
It was making a move.
Right.
Oh boy.
But there was no chance that it was likely going to go towards my face, make me have to shut my eyes, move, and that's danger.
Right. And
that's
you were definitely going faster than I was too.
Yeah.
So I still say dragonfly scarier. Still do. Because
I'll go with you on that.
They're monsters. They're living
like
monsters.
That. Yeah.
And just so anybody knows, if you happen to see a white Tesla still on Pleasant Grove in Roseville, I had to get out of the car and abandon it. That's the dragonflies now.
106.5, the end. It's the wake up call.
We're on the air. And it is time for us to play Hang 10 on the wake up call. We're giving away tickets to Outside the Lands. It's going to be at the Golden Gate Park on August 11th. And we're looking for caller 17. Caller 17 is you, Angelica.
Yay!
Yay!
Good morning. morning. All right.
Good morning.
Have you ever heard us play Hang 10 before?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, we've got three categories, and then we give you 10 seconds to name five things that apply to each category.
Only three categories?
Mm-hmm. You get a point per word, and you need 11 to win.
If I understand this right.
You seem to be the only one who...
Why is there three categories? We did way more than three categories yesterday.
They just need 11 to win. 12 to win.
11 points to win.
11 to win.
So three categories.
Three categories. But what if they go... Each,
okay, never
15.
Mind. Okay.
What's happening?
I don't know.
We did a practice round. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. You want to do a practice round again?
No.
Her Angelica, arm is hurt, okay?
Angelica, would you like to do a practice round?
Yes, please.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five female celebrities. Go.
Selena Gomez. Ariana Grande. Oh my God. Billie Eilish.
All right,
goodness.
We'll give you three because it doesn't count, but we'll see how the game is played.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. No,
it's going to be rough.
Don't let them get in your head. Don't. I believe in you, Angelica.
I just want to say, it's not just rough for me. It's rough for everybody.
I think you're going to do just fine. All right. Now we're going to play for real. First category, 10 seconds on the clock. Name five things that apply to it. Ready?
Okay.
Ready.
In 10 seconds, name five hairstyles. Go.
Oh my God! Ponytails, French braids. oh my goodness.
Oh boy, you got we know two. The two hairstyles you use.
You got two. A mohawk that's in there.
Sure, a bob.
Oh my goodness.
Mullet.
Okay.
Whatever.
Buzz cut.
Whatever teenagers are doing now.
So I don't know
those
what
boys.
That. Flippy flop.
The Jack Harlow. I don't know what that's called. It looks the ridiculous. All right.
Oh, the perm?
I guess. No. I don't know. But then they shave it on the side so that they purposely look like trash.
Oh, a taper.
Whatever.
Taper perm.
I don't think that that's right. But okay, here we go.
Okay.
You got 2 points. Shake it off. Let's do better. It's in
All
your
right,
power.
All right, I'll try.
All right, here we go.
Okay, in 10 seconds, name five members of the Kardashian clan. Go.
Kim, Kourtney, Kylie.
All right, so, okay, we're almost halfway there.
Okay.
All right, you got, now you have a total of 5 points. Who'd she forget? Who were some of the...
Kendall. Chloe.
She didn't
Rob,
say Kendall.
Yeah, Randall.
Kendall.
All right, so there's
Chris.
A lot. Right.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Caitlin.
We would have even accepted Ray J. So...
All right.
So you need 6 points to win, so we'll let you go to 6 points. I'm not filled with optimism, but listen, that's not in my heart, okay?
Right, that's just not who he is.
That's not who
Don't
I am.
Don't take that personally.
Okay.
10 seconds on the clock. Let's pick up the pace. Let's have a sip of coffee. And I believe in you for this one. Here we go.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five friends of Mickey Mouse. Go.
Goofy, Donald Duck, Minnie Mouse.
Keep going. Go!
Rudolph is not his friend. We would accept Pluto.
Did you say Rudolph?
She did say Rudolph.
Yeah. Did say
That's
Rudolph.
Hysterical.
Oh, man. That is fantastic. And I do kind of feel like the Mickey and Friends should have been part of Santa's reindeer.
Yeah. And you know what? Probably deep somewhere... Mickey did meet Rudolph.
Not to mention the fact, too, that just picture a reindeer named Donald Duck.
We've got Dasher and Prancer and Donald and Vixen.
And Goofy. All right. You know what? Because you gave us the giggles, we're going to give you the tickets,
yes.
Okay?
Hey.
Hey, we did it. You got a pair of tickets to Outside Lands on August 11th at Golden Gate Park, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. Have a great day. Stay on hold. We have to get your information. And when you go, take pictures and tag the radio station and tag us in them as well, okay?
Okay.
All right.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So, the 4th of July is over, and the fireworks stands are starting to get broken down. But before they did, over the weekend, I called a guy who's responsible for running one of them to see if I could purchase something illegal for the purposes of doing something illegal.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Steven?
Yeah, this is Steven. Who's this?
My name is Raul. I got your phone number from Mark. He said that you are going to be selling fireworks?
Yes, I will be selling fireworks. I'm going to have a stand to be able to get them there.
And he says your stand's going to be in Citrus Heights, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. All right. Nice. I'm just calling to see if I can get something. I'm not sure if you have it or not. So I just want to make sure before I make plans, I want to make sure that I can get it from you.
Okay.
Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yes.
Well, there's no fireworks in our catalog that's called dynamite. There might be something similar, though.
No. Well, like dynamite.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you'd call it. Like the thing that like dynamite.
Are you looking for actual dynamite?
Yes. That's probably a better way to put it.
No. This is just fireworks. There's, we have some big things. You know, there's something called a TNT barrel that's pretty big. I don't know if that might interest you.
Is it like an actual barrel of TNT?
Well, it's not as big as a barrel, but like it's shaped like that. It has lots of, you know, it fires off a lot of things.
It's shaped like a barrel, though?
Yeah, but it's small.
I mean, it's kind of cartoonish, but okay. If it'll get the job done, it's like dynamite?
No, I mean, nothing is like dynamite that we sell. It's all, you know, small-time stuff, just fun things.
Well, I thought it was like a fireworks stand.
Yeah, it's a fireworks stand. You know what fireworks are, right?
I do. I feel like you don't know what dynamite is.
I know what dynamite is. I'm not selling dynamite. I think you might be calling the wrong person. This is for a Little League fundraiser.
Well, I don't know what the difference between dynamite and a fire. What is dynamite to you?
It's an explosive. Red sticks that blow up and cause lots of damage.
What's a firework then?
A very small, contained explosive that causes no damage, just fun for people.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, let me just be honest here. Do you actually sell it and you just don't trust me?
I assure you, sir.
We can meet in person. You know, you'll see I'm a very nice guy.
Get off the dynamite thing. We don't sell dynamite. This is just regular fireworks.
Okay.
Please, maybe you need to call somebody else.
What's the biggest thing that you have?
We have something called the opening show and something else called the Allegiance.
Okay.
So they're pretty big.
They're big.
They shoot off a lot of stuff. Like, you'll be lighting up the sky for a while.
Okay. Well, I don't want to light up the sky, but how many of those can I buy that would do something significant?
What are we talking about now?
Like, how many of those would I have to buy to, let's say, like, blow up a bank vault?
Okay, I think I'm done with this conversation. No. You should probably look up someone else to call. Please.
Hold on, Steven, are you there? Are you still there? Don't hang up.
I'm still here.
Okay, none of that was real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Mark emailed me and wanted me to phone scam you. So this is a prank phone call.
What a huge jerk he is. Okay. I'm like, who is this maniac calling me?
It's somebody with dreams and hopes, and you crushed it, Steven.
God, I hope so.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.